News Talk 1620 WTAW. Chelsea Reber here with Executive Director of MSC Opus and Black. And a big, big announcement today. You guys are coming out with your 2017-18 season. And the first thing that I see is the Beach Boys.
Yes, I think people are very excited about the Beach Boys. We announced to our renewals, our season ticket subscribers, a couple of weeks ago. And they've had time to order their tickets, and now we're ready for the rest of the world to know what they can have. And the Beach Boys is way high up on the list.
How has the response been from your season ticket holders? Were they really excited about this lineup?
Yes, they have. You know, people are saying this is the best one ever. Now, they say that a lot, so I think people are ready for a new season, and they really like the Broadway lineup, and there's a lot of family-friendly things this year, so...
What are some other ones that you're really excited about? I see Kinky Boots. I see Christmas Wonderland, Holiday Spectacular. It's always nice to have something around the holidays.
Right. And, you know, it's kind of a Radio City Music Hall Christmas Spectacular kind of a show. And I think that's always popular and fun for the whole family. The students will be very excited about Kinky Boots, and we're excited to have that title so soon off Broadway. Cinderella is another title that people are really excited about, and The Wizard of Oz. So a lot of very family-friendly things on this season. Then we have Chicago, and Chicago was the number one choice by subscribers, non-subscribers, and students, which is very rare on the survey to get everybody agreeing on one show. So we're excited to have that.
Kind of a recap of last season, not so much the shows, but were you guys happy with the turnout? Were you happy with the ticket sales? Do you see people becoming more involved with the arts and with MSU?
Well, I think we're growing, certainly, and it seems to me that other arts organizations are reporting the same thing. I think the arts are very healthy in this community, and people support it. And one of the wonderful things about living here is there are so many things to do for a town this size, and we're growing all the time. Last year, we had the Illusionists, and we sold 4,000 tickets to that. So I think people will be excited about Adam Trent, and he was in the original Illusionists on Broadway. So I think that'll be a popular one as well.
And then you guys have some intimate gatherings as well. What is kind of the difference between the intimate gatherings and then your bigger events?
The Intimate Gathering series is in the smaller venue. Most of these shows have a Q&A with the audience at the end, so it's an opportunity to get a little more up close and personal with the artists, and people really love that series. We sell over half of the tickets to that in subscription. So that's one, you know, if you want to come to that, you need to buy it early.
And if people are interested to see this wonderful lineup, and if they're interested in buying tickets now that it's open to the public, what is the best way to do that?
The very best way to do that is to go to our website, mscopus.org, and order online. If you don't want to do that, you can go online and print an order form. There's a PDF there. You can print it and fill it out and turn it in the old-fashioned way. Or you can call the box office during regular business hours, and they'll take your order over the phone.
Excellent. Anne, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, just thanks for being here, and we're excited about the season.